wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Smile FM, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, live from town this morning, with JP Duermaelie in studio talking about a magnificent partnership that sees JP's 21 Foundation, as well as the Cape Flats Sports Academy and Moen Ali's Academy join forces for good in the Western Cape. And joining us live on the line this morning is that man that started the friendship off with bowling, this man out many moons back. Moen Ali, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're well.
Yeah, very good, Moen. Thanks so much for taking the time out this morning to chat to us. And importantly, for bringing your foundation to Cape Town. I know that Cape Town holds a very special place in your heart. You played cricket here not so long ago and left with a part of Cape Town still very much attached to you.
Yeah, I mean, before I played for England, I played a couple of years at St. Augustine's. And it was the first time, I remember when I was leaving for Cape Town and everyone was like, oh, no, you can't go to Cape Town, you can't go to South Africa. I think I was like 20, 21. And I was like, no, I'm going to go. I went through, I don't know if you know, Damien de Oliveira, who was Basil de Oliveira's son.
Yes.
At the time, we had connections at the ground. And then I absolutely fell in love with Cape Town. For me, still to this day, it's the best place in the world. And it was amazing. And I had two amazing seasons there. Great time. Obviously, I was lucky enough to play for England there as well. I'm recently playing in the SAT20, so yeah, I absolutely love Cape Town, and I've always thought, I always found it very special to me. I actually took my mother there, my sister, everyone. I said, you have to come and visit this place, the best place I've ever been.
Absolutely, and you've got lots of friends here as well, because we've actually got lots of mutual friends, because every time our team, and I say our team, Liverpool, does any good work, those friends are very, very vocal of yours here, and I know that that's something that's close to your heart. So, Cape Town now, Moen Ali, you could choose anywhere on earth and any project. This is a special one, and JP was telling us about the centre. JP, this centre, in terms of time frame, when what's the time frame like to put this together?
Well, essentially for us, it's not necessarily about time frame. It's more about funding, right?
Sure.
And, you know, if we can get this funding in tomorrow, you know, we'll start the process.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I visited a project that happened, well, that's busy happening now in Heidefeld.
Gotcha.
Where they're using waste products to actually build a center. It is absolutely amazing. And I think this is certainly something that we want to try and incorporate, because what it does is provides opportunities and jobs for the local community as well, as much as trying to build a center and bring people into the center. So, you know, it's great to be partnering with somebody like Moen, who, as I said earlier, our hearts are certainly aligned in terms of giving back.
Yeah.
Moen, I mentioned the fact that I don't have great memories of us playing together because you bowled me a few times. I think I got one up over him because I was his coach not too long ago. So it's great to have him part of our squad, but certainly looking forward to what we've got lined up from a community point of view.
Yeah, I love that.
No, we're just on that. JP was obviously somebody I admired as a player. I loved watching. And when I was
you have to say that now, buddy.
JP Duermaelie was doing. And you know, I was lucky enough to play against JP a few times.
Moen, listen, wishing you all the best. I know that the two of you will reunite in the UK. The 18th, a very, very special day, ladies and gents. The long room out at Lord's, probably one of the most iconic rooms in world cricket to have an event at. And that very special evening will see not only these two gentlemen come together, but also like-minded people who are raising funds for this phenomenal initiative. Moen, I'm hoping that somewhere along the course of this year, you've got some time to come to Cape Town and for us to do something very special with all three foundations in this year still.
That'd be so good. So hopefully one day we can do that very soon.
Stunning. Folks, those tickets are still available those tables are still available, rather. JP, how do people get hold of you to book a table, or more importantly, the organizers to book a table? Where are those details?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll certainly send the details on the website with
Smile
FM. The details are on our social media websites.
Love it.
Our platforms. We've been posting over the last two, 3 weeks already. So please get in touch with any one of us and we'll sort that out for us.
Lovely. Looking forward to the 18th of June out at Lord's Long Room. Moen Ali, thanks for the time and good luck with the remaining 14 months of the IPL.
No problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers, Mo.
It's Mo with us this morning, live on the line. JP, thanks for Stack Bud. We're looking forward to the golf day later on this year. And if there are still golfers out there that'd like to be involved, it's in October.
17th of October, yeah.
And it's at a really nice golf spot, club as well.
Yeah, Royal Cape. So we've just signed that off. The JP 21 Foundation Golf Day is always an exciting one. Why? Because you're hosting it.
Exactly.
I didn't tell him that yet. He knows it now.
Come and join me. Listen, we have such a fun evening. So much fun he's had at these golf days, and it's for a great cause. We'll put all those details on the Smile FM website as well. And we look forward to seeing you, and more importantly, playing alongside you and raising great funds for the JP 21 Foundation. JP Duminy, you superstar. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, bud.
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.